Have you ever wondered why some relationships thrive while others wither away, despite seemingly similar circumstances? Why do we find ourselves repeatedly attracted to certain types of partners, often recreating the same relationship dynamics over and over? Robert J. Sternberg's groundbreaking book, Love is a Story, offers a fascinating explanation. Our romantic lives are fundamentally shaped by the narratives we construct about what love should be. This revolutionary perspective has made the book a favorite among relationship therapists and couples counselors since its publication in 1998. Oprah Winfrey once featured Sternberg's work on her show, noting how his theory helped her understand her own relationship patterns. The book's cultural impact extends beyond self-help circles into academic psychology, where it transformed how researchers approach the study of intimate relationships by introducing narrative psychology to a field previously dominated by behavioral and cognitive approaches. Love stories aren't just tales we tell. They're the invisible frameworks that shape our entire romantic experience. These narratives operate like cognitive scripts, guiding how we select partners, interpret their behaviors, and respond to relationship challenges. What makes Sternberg's theory so powerful is its recognition that our love stories aren't conscious choices, but deeply embedded mental models that operate below our awareness. Consider how we interpret our partner's actions through the lens of our pre-existing stories. When meeting someone new, we believe we're replacing fiction with reality, but we're actually filtering that person through our narrative expectations. These stories aren't inherently right or wrong. They're simply more or less adaptive depending on our circumstances and cultural context. The case of Tyrone and Samantha illustrates this perfectly. Despite no evidence of infidelity, Tyrone became convinced Samantha was cheating, creating a story that aligned with his fears rather than reality. Similarly, even relationship experts aren't immune. Sternberg himself discovered after decades of marriage that his perception of his relationship differed dramatically from his wife. Research reveals that couples in stable relationships correctly guess their partner's feelings only about 30% of the time. This explains why divorce announcements often blindside one partner while the other feels they've given numerous warnings. Their relationship stories have diverged so dramatically that meaningful communication becomes nearly impossible. Beyond individual stories, each person also maintains a conception of their shared story, what they believe the couple holds in common. Yet partners often have dramatically different versions of what they consider their joint narrative. Take Beth and Blake, who maintained what appeared to be a happy marriage for 20 years while each secretly saw other people, unaware of the other's affairs. Had they communicated their feelings of stagnation, they might have repaired their relationship rather than seeking excitement elsewhere. Our stories don't just interpret relationships, they transform them. We not only choose partners with matching narratives, but unconsciously shape their behavior to better fit our expectations, sometimes causing individuals to play roles they never imagined assuming. Each of us typically holds multiple stories about love, highlighting that romantic complexity exists not just between people, but within individuals. Aaron's situation demonstrates this internal conflict perfectly. He developed a calm, relaxed relationship with Lucy that contrasted sharply with his previous contentious marriage. Yet, despite their compatibility and discussions of marriage, Aaron found himself unexpectedly drawn to Dottie during a business trip, an attraction that contradicted his established story with Lucy and resembled the relationship pattern he thought he had left behind. Aaron's confusion stemmed from having multiple love stories within himself, the peaceful relationship with Lucy and the passionate but volatile connection with Dottie. Eventually, both relationships failed because neither fully satisfied his complex desires. Like mountain climbers in fog, we never truly know if our current relationship represents our ideal story or if something better awaits elsewhere. This mountain climbing metaphor perfectly illustrates our uncertainty in relationships. Like a climber in darkness who can't see the summit, we never know if our current relationship represents the best possible match or merely a local peak. We face the constant dilemma of staying where we are or risking descent to find potentially higher ground. Our stories filter our perceptions, making objective truth in relationships impossible. Partners often argue about whose view is correct when both are simply interpreting events through different story frameworks. Dean values conflict-free relationships and sees disagreements as relationship threats, while Susan believes confrontation is necessary for growth. Her attempts at communication feel like attacks to him, causing withdrawal that frustrates her further. Relationships involve multiple intertwined stories beyond just love, stories about money, children, sex, and even meta-stories explaining our reactions. Julio's need to track Maria's whereabouts stems from his jealousy story, while she interprets his behavior as imprisonment. Their relationship deteriorates not because they don't care for each other, but because their competing stories create an increasingly toxic dynamic. Our stories filter our perceptions, making objective truth in relationships impossible. Partners often argue about whose view is correct when both are simply interpreting events through different story frameworks. Dean values conflict-free relationships and sees disagreements as relationship threats, while Susan believes confrontation is necessary for growth. Her attempts at communication feel like attacks to him, causing withdrawal that frustrates her further. Relationships involve multiple intertwined stories beyond just love, stories about money, children, sex, and even meta-stories explaining our reactions. Julio's need to track Maria's whereabouts stems from his jealousy story, while she interprets his behavior as imprisonment. Their relationship deteriorates not because they don't care for each other, but because their competing stories create an increasingly toxic dynamic. Our love stories emerge from how we construct our perceptions, shaped by a complex interplay of personal experiences, emotional patterns, underlying motives, and deeply ingrained personality traits. We actively shape our environment as much as it shapes us, creating intricate psychological worlds to which we then react. These personal narratives serve as both a lens through which we view potential relationships and a script that guides how we behave within them. Our stories determine not just how relationships unfold, but fundamentally influence which potential partners catch our attention in the first place. We find ourselves drawn to individuals who enable us to weave joint narratives that align with our preconceived notions of love. This might explain why some people consistently choose partners who seem wrong for them. They're unconsciously seeking someone who fits their internalized love story, even if that story isn't healthy. For instance, someone who grew up with unreliable caregivers might be drawn to partners who need saving, recreating familiar patterns of uncertainty and rescue. The power of these narratives lies in their self-reinforcing nature. Through confirmation bias, we actively seek evidence that supports our existing beliefs while dismissing contradictory information. A person who believes relationships always end in betrayal might interpret their partner's late work meeting as evidence of infidelity, while someone with a secure attachment style might see the same situation as a simple scheduling conflict. Stories become self-fulfilling prophecies through subtle behavioral cues. When we expect rejection, we might act defensively, leading others to withdraw, thereby confirming our initial fear. These cycles occur largely outside our awareness, yet powerfully shape relationship dynamics. A simple action, like a partner forgetting an anniversary, could be interpreted as proof of negligence, growing distance, or simple absent-mindedness, depending on our governing narrative. The evolution of these stories over time follows predictable patterns. Initially, they often improve as we discover new aspects to appreciate about our partners. However, two psychological phenomena frequently lead to deterioration: the negative information effect, where criticism and disappointments carry disproportionate weight in our evaluations, and the fundamental attribution error, where we tend to blame our partner's negative behaviors on their character while excusing our own as circumstantial. For example, if we're late, it's because of traffic, but if our partner is late, it's because they're inconsiderate. Traditional approaches to relationship improvement often fail because they address surface behaviors while ignoring the underlying narratives driving each partner's perceptions and responses. When relationships end, we construct explanations that seem logical. We grew apart, or we wanted different things. But these are usually effects rather than causes. The deeper truth is that our story about the relationship no longer aligns with our needs or expectations, leading us to rewrite our narrative in a way that justifies the separation. Understanding these psychological mechanisms can help us recognize how our stories influence our relationships and potentially revise them to create healthier patterns. However, this requires conscious effort to challenge our existing narratives and remain open to alternative interpretations of events. Some of the most fascinating relationship dynamics emerge from what Sternberg calls asymmetrical stories, narratives founded on complementary but unequal roles between partners. In these relationships, partners take different positions that create fundamental imbalances, though who occupies which role may change over time or across situations. The teacher-student story features inherent asymmetry, where one partner assumes the teaching role while the other becomes the student. This dynamic isn't about objective reality, but how people define their roles. Teachers feel they impart wisdom while students actively learn from partners. In relationships like David and Jessica's, one partner philosophizes while the other absorbs, creating a dynamic both find fulfilling. However, these relationships risk imbalance when the student becomes merely an echo of the teacher's views rather than developing their own perspective. In the sacrifice story, one partner consistently makes sacrifices for the other, driven by what John Lee calls agapic love. Unlike normal relationships where occasional sacrifices occur, here, self-sacrifice becomes central to the relationship's identity. The sacrificing partner finds fulfillment primarily through giving rather than receiving. People with sacrifice stories typically give without expectation of equal return, seeing their situation as necessity rather than choice. Research suggests relationships are happiest when roughly equitable, with imbalanced sacrifice stories risking discomfort that requires recognition of the underlying pattern to resolve. Government stories center on power distribution within relationships. These stories take several forms. Autocratic relationships, where one partner makes all decisions while the other becomes a subject, democratic relationships with equal power sharing, and anarchic relationships where neither partner takes responsibility. The problem with not contesting power imbalances is that precedents get established. Power, once ceded, becomes difficult to recover. Perhaps most troubling are police stories, where one partner monitors and controls the other like an uncompromising law enforcer. This person creates and enforces relationship laws that may reflect societal norms or their own arbitrary rules. The recipient often doesn't realize what they've entered until deeply involved. Unlike horror stories, police officers feel morally justified in their surveillance. Walter and Tracy exemplify this dynamic. Tracy closely monitors Walter's eating, dress, and social activities. Though his friends find this controlling, Walter derives security from her vigilance, despite occasional frustration. In object stories, people or relationships are valued not for themselves, but for how they function as objects, with the particular person or relationship mattering little as long as certain functions are fulfilled. These stories reveal how easily love can transform into objectification. The collection story treats partners as items to be collected, chosen for how they fit into one's overall collection of relationships. The partner is viewed with detachment similar to collectible items, just one element among many. Ian exemplifies this by methodically selecting Jennifer as his girlfriend primarily to complete his otherwise perfect life. Similarly, Martina maintains Chad as her steady boyfriend while collecting phone numbers from numerous other attractive men, viewing all these men as interchangeable parts serving specific functions in her life. In the art story, partners are viewed as works of art, valued primarily for their physical appearance. The admirer experiences intense attraction based on the partner's beauty, often focusing on specific physical attributes. Ellen exemplifies this story by pursuing Stan solely for his statuesque appearance, overlooking his intellectual limitations. Similarly, Steve dates Alana despite her personality flaws because he's captivated by her physical beauty. While this story guarantees strong physical attraction, it creates constant pressure to maintain appearance and often leads to relationships that dissolve with aging. The science fiction story involves either being attracted to exceedingly strange partners or feeling oneself to be extremely strange and seeking someone who values that strangeness. People with this story gravitate toward partners who seem incomprehensible to them, simultaneously feeling attraction and repulsion. Often, this represents rebellion against societal norms, with the chosen partners being deliberately counter-normative. When relationships themselves become objects, we see stories like the House and Home story, where the physical dwelling becomes the center of the relationship. Partners invest substantial time, money, and emotional energy into creating a perfect living environment, sometimes to the point where the home receives more attention than the relationship itself. Arnold and Betsy's 36-year marriage revolves around their immaculate Spanish-style home with its perfect lawn, beautiful garden, and spotless interior, potentially at the expense of time they could spend nurturing their relationship with each other. Coordination stories frame love as partners working together to create or maintain something meaningful. These stories often produce the most balanced and fulfilling relationships when both partners share the same narrative. In the travel story, love is viewed as a journey two people undertake together, with emphasis on both destination and process. Partners focus not just on where they're going, but how they get there, their pace, and stops along the way. These relationships thrive on continuous becoming rather than arriving. College seniors Andy and Stacy face post-graduation decisions that will impact their relationship. When Stacy is rejected from Andy's top-choice graduate school but accepted at his second choice, Andy decides to attend his dream school anyway. Rather than seeing their physical separation as a threat, Andy reframes it as an opportunity for growth. They'll experience different worlds and bring fresh perspectives to their relationship. The sewing and knitting story views love as a complete construction, whatever the couple makes it. Like creating a garment, partners can follow established patterns or design their own, resulting in a relationship that's uniquely theirs. Jesse and Nicole pride themselves on crafting a unique relationship that defies convention. Their argument about prom exemplifies their approach. Jesse sees it as conformist, while Nicole believes they can attend without compromising their uniqueness. They value their creative relationship more than occasional disputes, usually reaching compromises quickly. In the garden story, relationships require constant nurturing and care, like delicate plants that will wither without attention. Jim and Elaine's 15-year marriage thrives because they constantly nurture their relationship. When Jim's secretary Barbara delivers files to their home, Elaine senses Barbara's attraction to Jim and immediately reflects on whether she and Jim have been tending their relationship properly. Their approach involves addressing problems immediately, planning special occasions, and surprising each other with thoughtful gifts. The business story runs relationships like business partnerships, emphasizing financial security and efficient household management over passion or romance. David and Meredith's 6-year marriage appears perfect to outsiders, bills paid on time, minimal arguments, and a well-behaved daughter. Every Sunday, they meticulously balance their budget and plan the week ahead. David handles finances, while Meredith manages household affairs and childcare schedules. Their relationship evolved from initially postponing frivolous needs to focus on financial security, eventually becoming comfortable with their methodical lifestyle. Narrative stories involve partners believing in an external text that prescribes how their relationship should unfold. These stories draw from cultural models, scientific principles, or personal philosophies about how relationships should function. The fantasy story represents the classic prince-princess tale, where partners view each other as their dream come true, destined to live happily ever after. Greg embodies this story, rushing to tell his friend Mickey about meeting Heather, a woman he's convinced is the one after a brief encounter in the park. Despite Mickey reminding him of his pattern of similar infatuations that inevitably fail, Greg insists this time is different. He's already imagining their wedding and sees Heather as the perfect future mother, rushing off to buy the finest roses for their first date. In the history story, the present is defined largely by the past. Couples see their relationship as accumulation of past events, with history living on in the present. Allison and Eric use their shared history to navigate current conflicts. When arguing about Eric's four-month work project in Milan, they visit Inspiration Point, where Eric first asked Allison out 2 years ago. Reflecting on their past helps them gain perspective on current problems. The history story's greatest advantage is preserving happy memories that help couples through rough patches and placing seemingly catastrophic events in a larger context. People with science stories approach love as a natural phenomenon to be understood, analyzed, and dissected. Colin, a physics professor, applies scientific thinking to all aspects of life, including relationships. He analyzes his partner's behavior to predict their responses, believing love can be broken down and understood systematically. Despite this seemingly impersonal approach, his motivation is deeply personal, to understand his girlfriend Anita's needs and improve their relationship. The cookbook story views successful relationships as following specific recipes, fixed steps performed in the right order. Fred and Pauline, both recovering from difficult divorces, are cautiously building a relationship without rushing toward marriage. They've created a formula for happiness by compromising on activities, running and sports for Fred, dancing and movies for Pauline. Their systematic approach has worked remarkably well, with each developing appreciation for the other's interests. In genre stories, a specific mode of interaction dominates the relationship. These stories are less about content and more about the style of interaction that defines the partnership. The war story frames love as a series of battles where couples view their relationship as continuous strife. Bob and Deirdre exemplify this dynamic. After 15 years together, Deirdre has reluctantly adopted Bob's combative approach to avoid being dominated. They fight over everything from their son's schooling to furniture, with Deirdre recognizing that a fight will probably always be just right around the corner. For those with war stories, the satisfaction comes from the good fight itself. Conquering warriors enjoy winning battles, while vanquished warriors look forward to the next opportunity to recoup losses. In the theater story, relationships follow scripted performances, where one or both partners act out roles with structured lines and scenes. Robert meticulously prepares for meeting Cindy, strategically timing his interest, crafting conversation topics, and performing romantic gestures, leaving Cindy wondering if his charm is genuine or merely a rehearsed act he's performed with others. What distinguishes this story is the degree of planning. Interactions are choreographed down to the smallest details for maximum effect while appearing spontaneous. The humor story creates a lighthearted relationship where one or both partners emphasize seeing the funny side of things. From their first date, Dolores and Wally's relationship has been filled with laughter. While their shared humor has helped them through awkward moments, Dolores occasionally worries that Wally isn't taking their relationship seriously enough. When she attempts serious conversations about their future, Wally deflects with jokes, like responding to her marriage question by saying he'd marry her only if they didn't have to live together. In the mystery story, the enigmatic aspects of a relationship take center stage. Laura deliberately conceals aspects of herself from Daryl during their six-week relationship, believing that immediate self-revelation leads to premature relationship burnout. By hiding her emotions and certain life details, she keeps Daryl constantly trying to figure her out. Though occasionally frustrating for him, Daryl enjoys the adventure of unraveling her mystery. Laura strategically reveals small pieces of herself as rewards for his efforts, while withholding deeper thoughts. Understanding our love stories offers a powerful tool for relationship improvement. Unlike conventional approaches that address symptoms rather than causes, story-based intervention targets the underlying narratives that drive our relationship patterns. These narratives shape everything from our initial attraction to how we handle conflicts and express affection. Research confirms that relationships can last if stories are compatible, even when they seem distressed to outsiders. For example, a couple might appear volatile to friends, but thrive because they share a dramatic love story where passion and conflict are integral parts of their narrative. Conversely, seemingly functional relationships may end if stories aren't compatible, like when one partner lives a travel and adventure story while the other seeks home and stability. Ultimately, lasting love depends on how well partners can fulfill roles in each other's stories, whether as rescuer, equal partner, or fellow adventurer. We can improve relationships by inferring our own story hierarchies through several practical methods. Self-reflection involves examining our relationship history and identifying recurring themes. Analyzing attraction patterns reveals what types of partners and dynamics consistently draw us in. Examining what media stories appeal to us, from romance novels to movies, can uncover our unconscious relationship ideals. Seeking others' perspectives, particularly from close friends or family who've observed our relationships, can provide valuable insights into our patterns. Understanding our partner's stories requires similar dedication. This means actively listening to their family history, paying attention to their relationship role models, and noting which aspects of your relationship they emphasize when telling others about it. Comparing our ideal stories with our actual relationship helps identify areas of alignment and potential conflict. Those stories guide our relationships, they don't control them. We retain the power to choose partners and maintain relationships. Stories influence both events and our interpretations of them, like whether we view a partner's independence as abandonment or healthy autonomy. These narratives are constantly being rewritten through new experiences and insights. While our core stories may be difficult to change, they can be modified with awareness, intention, and sometimes professional help through therapy. The story view doesn't limit us, but makes us aware of infinite options as we write the stories of our lives and loves. By recognizing the narratives that have unconsciously guided our romantic choices, whether they're fairy tales of rescue, epic adventures, or quiet partnership, we gain the freedom to consciously choose which stories we want to live by. This awareness allows us to either embrace our existing narratives or work to develop new ones that better serve our relationships and personal growth.